We've been looking at the Canaanites. The Canaanites, just to get you back on track here, the Canaanites were really thorns in the flesh to Israel. Seems like the biggest study that comes out of the Canaanite spirit is addiction. The addictions that you see today, and you know what they are. I don't have to give you a litany of those. They're part of the Canaanite spirit. Canaanite spirit. We've been looking at this for several days, several sessions, and it's impossible to go through everything, but I just want to tell you that the Canaanite spirit deals with poor judgments. People will say, oh my, I sure did that wrong, or I should have never have done that. That's the Canaanite spirit. I'm not talking about making a mistake. I'm not talking about buying, you know, one product and not another. I'm not dealing with that. I'm talking about bad judgments that leads to addictions. How many times you've heard, you know, I never should have started smoking. You know, I remember that first drink when I was in high school, and now I'm an alcoholic. Now I'm hooked. I remember taking that first, you know, smoke of marijuana, and here I am. And I never should have sniffed that cocaine. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's going on. You can see the Canaanite spirit in people's lives. And it promotes destruction. It promotes destruction. I can't quit. I can't quit. I can't stop doing what I'm doing. I can't stop abusing the children. That's the Canaanite spirit. And again, you don't need a catalog of things that they do. You know. You know. I believe serial murderers are under the authority of Canaanite spirit of destruction. I gotta kill another. I gotta kill another. I gotta kill another. I gotta kill another. There's a scripture in the book of Revelation that is really, to me, very interesting. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, which is not accidental, every word of the word of God is true. In chapter 16, there are six vials being poured out. There are six vials being poured out. Okay, and then seven vials. Seven vials. Six vials and the one seventh. There's seven evil spirits that are poured out, that are absolutely being poured out on this planet. And we see it every day. We'd have to be, you know, blind spiritually not to understand this. And these spirits are poured out. And they're doing what they're doing. And we see the result of their work. Now, in Revelation chapter 16, verse 13, after all these things are being poured out, I want you to see something, right? This is verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's what he said. I saw three unclean spirits. Now notice the word unclean. Unclean is without, lacking purity. It's the opposite of purity and cleanliness. It's total, horrible uncleanliness. See, a pure mind makes the correct judgments. A person that is pure will make the right judgments. A person that is being impacted will make the wrong judgments. Now, the Canaanite spirit hates pure judgment, hates correct judgment. So these frogs, unclean spirits, like frogs, comes out of where? The mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophet. These are important. This is part and parcel of the Canaanite spirit. Now let's go to Psalm chapter 78, verse 45. All right? This is a recap of the plagues that God sent to Egypt for not allowing his people to be free. Look at this, Psalm 78, 45. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them. Notice this. Flies is just another spirit. Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. That's another study. All right? Can't open that up this minute. All right? Which devoured them, notice, and frogs which destroyed them. Destroyed, corrupt, ruin, decay, moral decay, loss of intensity for righteousness. That's what's going now. That's what's happening today. We see that every day. The lack of moral authority, moral righteousness. Nothing is wrong anymore. Kill the babies? That's okay. That's okay. Legalize marijuana so they can get stoned while they drive their car? That's okay. It's all right. Anything you do is fine. That's where we are. And that comes out of the Canaanite spirit. Notice what it says. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them. And frogs, what did the frogs do? Destroyed them. We're being destroyed by the Canaanite spirit that's absolutely corrupt. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 12. Look at this. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Corruption. Corruption. We're living in corruption everywhere. People are corrupt. They're rotten to the core. That's why we're having the problems we're having. Corruption here, corruption there. One side says you're corrupt. The other side says you're corrupt. They're all corrupt. And that's what happened back then, is that the flesh became corrupted. People were corrupted back then. They're corrupted today too. Now, I'll show you how corrupted they were. Exodus chapter 32, verse 7. 32:7 in Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee down. You better get back, for thy people, which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Golden calf, right? We dealt with that in this series. Golden calf. That golden calf was a young male bull. And the people stripped off naked and danced around the calf. And the Bible says they rose up to play. We know what they were doing. They rose up to play. That's what they have. They rose up to play. That's the Canaanite spirit. What's happening today? People are rising up to play. Playtime. party all night long. Let's go to another one of these parties. Let's just do what we want to do. Doesn't matter. Corruption. 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 Verse 8 tells us they made the golden calf. They worship it, sacrifice unto this golden calf, and that's what they do. They sacrifice. They sacrifice. They'll do anything. The alcoholic, the drug addict, the sex addict will do anything they can do to get another opportunity to indulge in that. No more restraint. And these frogs are unclean spirits. And they just hang out. Certain places, they're just there. Why does certain things happen in certain locations? Canaanite spirit. Canaanite spirit. See, purity and spiritual purity makes the Canaanite spirit very uncomfortable. They don't like it. They don't like it. It's like bacteria lives in unrighteousness. The Canaanite spirit lives in unrighteousness because the Canaanite spirit bans judgments. Oh, I know I shouldn't have done that. I know I shouldn't have gone with her. Oh, I know I shouldn't have went with him. See, spiritual unrighteousness thrives and flourishes. Because the frog has kings and queens. There's kings and queens of the frogs. And these spirits are looking for somebody to impact. See, it's all in the Word of God. People don't understand that. It's all in the Word of God. It's all there. It's all there. Look at this. Psalm 105, verse 30. It's all there. All there. Look at this. Psalm 105, 30. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. Notice that? Where's the frogs? In the chambers of their kings. Now you say, well, they're talking about people. They're talking about, you know, kings sitting on the throne. Sure they are, but there's spiritual connotation over everything. You see? Frogs, kings. Frogs have kings. It's plural. Kings, not king. Kings, plural. That's what frogs have. That's what these spirits have. And they're looking for somebody. Somebody that they can impact. Now, let's go back to Revelation 16 again, okay? Watch this. Let's look at verse 13 again. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. That's Satan himself. Out of the mouth of the beast. That's the Antichrist. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. I'm seeing this. That's what John is saying. And these spirits are active. Look at verse 14. And they are the spirits of devils. Notice what they do. Working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty judgment. That's what these Canaanite spirits does. That's what these unclean spirits are aiming for. Now, we know something. if you've been listening or listening to The Demand, we did a study on the Amorites. You can read about it in Deuteronomy 7:1. It talks about the Amorite. The Amorites are kings. Amorite kings are mentioned 23 times in the Old Testament, more times than any other king almost combined. Right? The Amorite spirit. We did a whole series. You can go and see that. It's there. That was long ago. Sure it was. These people aren't around. Correct. But the spirits are. Let me just throw this out to you in case you don't know exactly what's going on. When Israel invaded the promised land, quote unquote, whose land was it that they invaded? You want to know? Joshua chapter number 1, verse 3 said it was the land of the Hittites. They invaded the land of the Hittites. Now, let me show you something here. The Amorite spirit was the spirit and the people that attacked Israel in certain ways. They attacked them when they crossed the Jordan. They're the first group that attacked them. First group was the Amorites. And their job was to destroy Israel. Hamas and Halaba and all these terrorist groups come from the Amorite spirit. How do I know? Well, let's talk about it for a second. When the Amorites went against Israel, Moses went up on a hill, sat down, and he raised his hands toward heaven. And as he raised his hands toward heaven, the Bible said that Israel prevailed. And when his hands grew tired, he put his hands down, the Amalekites prevailed. And when his hands was lifted back up with help, Israel prevailed. And in Deuteronomy 7:2 will tell you, do not make any covenant or deals with these spirits. What's going on now? Make a deal. We need a deal. We got to be okay. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal with Hamas. Let's make a deal with these spirits. Let's make a deal with all this stuff. Deuteronomy 7:2 says, don't do it. Why? Because the control of the corruption will come upon you in greater force. That's what happened in the Word of God. It's right there. It's right there. Now, the frogs are royalty. You ever hear, you know, the old saying, the princess is sleeping and the prince comes and kisses her and she awakens. You know, she was dead. If you look at that nursery rhyme and look at that story of Snow White, she was dead. She was not resurrected. She was destroyed. She bit the poison and destroyed. And the prince came and kissed her and she awakened and he lived heavily after. No, she was dead. The spirits will kill you. And that, well, by the way, that's what people, you know, Snow White, blah, 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 golden, blah, blah. It was all witchcraft. It was all witchcraft. The poison apple, this is all based on witchcraft. You see, kiss the frog, you'll be all right. Kiss the prince. The prince is a frog spirit. Kiss the prince. You'll be fine. No, no. You kiss the spirit of the frogs, you get the Canaanites, which is uncleanliness. Let's go down to verse 30 of this passage. Okay, 105. All right, let's look what this says here. All right, powerful, powerful. Look what happens, verse 21. and they blaspheme God. That's what happens. It just absolutely happens. Absolutely occurs. As the vials are being poured out. Frogs go to the kings. Calf is male. Canaanite spirits to queen. Direct access. Direct access. I'm going to say it again. I hope you're mature enough to receive this. I hope you are, and you'll get offended. The male calf was a young bull ready for action. You know exactly what I'm saying. The Bible says they rose, they worship the calf. What is going on today? The worship of freedom, sexual perversion, do anything you want to do, live any way you want to live. No matter what happens, you're okay. It's we put drag queens in our schools and in our libraries so the drag queens can influence the children. Perversion. We run up and down the street. There's more. Listen, you may be offended by this. That's okay. It's the word of God. There's more days of the year celebrating perversion than there's days of the year that celebrate godliness. That's right. That's right. Or family. Or Christian ideals. It's more days of the week. More days of the year. Entire month is dealing with this. It parades this, that. This day, that day. Major league teams have a perversion day to celebrate perversion. You see, the direct access. Know why? I'll tell you why. Because frogs control the king. We'll talk about that some more tomorrow.